If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy that eats ramen every day, Jay. And with me is the guy that fails every test, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty okay, Jay. How you doing?
Pretty okay. Very chill 2 weeks.
I know. Just set us back. Did you go back and refresh yourself, Jay?
Not at all. I did save the last episode.
Oh, there you go.
Until like yesterday.
And what anime? No,
it's just because like the day that I was gonna watch the last episode, you texted me
that
you couldn't do it, so I just saved it. Well, not that I want it. I did it intentionally. I was just lazy.
There you go. Hey, I don't blame you either, Jay. And what anime are we talking about?
The Start All Over Classic, Re:Life.
And I have the synopsis, and it comes from our friends over at Crunchyroll. Arita Kazaki quit the job he landed after graduation in only 3 months. His life did not go off that, and now his parents are threatening to stop sending him money and want him to come back home to the country. He has no friends or girlfriend to share his troubles with, and as he hits rock bottom, a strange man named Ryu Yoke appears. Yoke invites Kaizaki to join a socialite rehabilitation program for neets called Re:Life. This program uses a mysterious drug to make him look younger and sends him back to high school for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
it's funny that they make it a point that you just look younger. You're still old on the inside.
Still old, yeah. Anyway, Jay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about it.
All right, you ready for some facts, Aaron?
Yeah.
So Re:Life is a romantic drama slice of life anime released in 2016. There are 13 episodes and 4 OVAs. It's based on the manga by So Yayoi, and he's only written 2 other manga. One is called Blue Hearts, and the other one's called Yowamushi Respond.
I was gonna say, is that dude from One Piece that chopper fought in Enies Lobby? The Yayoi.
I was wondering why you laughed.
I laughed. Like, yeah, Yayoi. That guy's pretty cool.
He is. That's the bigger guy, right? Like
he's like a not a geisha. He's like a
Rakugo, yes,
dude. He's like a performer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, not the
like a kabuki guy. He's like
kabuki. Dude. That's what it is. Kabuki. I'm not talking about that cha pa pa pa. That guy. This is the other guy you're probably thinking of.
Yeah. All right.
What a good...
Back on track.
What a better anime. Let's talk about Enies Lobby.
What better characters?
I know. Gosh dang it.
Okay, so this was directed by... So this is something interesting. I think the wiki is wrong with the director. Because when I look up the person on the wiki, it's just that he's a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I looked on my anime list, it was a completely different person.
Oh my god.
So I'm going to say the director is this person, Tomochi Kosaka, and he's worked on Dr. Stone, Sankureya, and Higurashi When They Cry.
Oh, check out those bangers.
Mm-hmm. The studio is TMS Entertainment, along with their subsidiary Double Eagle. And they... TMS Entertainment, they've done the Lupin the Third series, The Rose of Versailles, Case Closed, and Monster Rancher. This was licensed by Crunchyroll. The music is done by Masayasu Suboguchi. And this is the only anime he's worked on. But He is part of this group called, well, it's his name and plus trio. So Masayoshi Sabaguchi Trio. I listened to one of their albums and it's very interesting. Obviously, the music is very jazz and experimental in the anime.
I was going to say, you know, I really like the music in this anime.
Yeah, the music's super good, and it's like what the heck is like?
It's way better than it needs to be.
I know, it's crazy.
Real quick, Jay, one of my favorite tracks in there was the redhead girl was, you know, talking about, it was like at the way very beginning of the series. She was just talking about how the one gloomy girl was always like looking at her weird, but like she's like having an inner monologue, and then she looks over at the other girl, and the music starts to distort.
Yeah,
and then like she looks away from her, and then the music goes back to normal. It's really cool. It's a really cool effect.
Yeah. So this guy's band is very experimental. It's like jazz. Like I don't know what it is, but it's like. It's mixed in a way that, like, the first track of this album that I listened to, it's like, almost, I don't know if you ever heard, like, those, like, Chopped and Screwed rap albums. But no. It reminds me of stuff like that.
That sounds pretty dope, though.
Yeah, it's like, so
very,
it's
like, what the fuck?
There's a lot of cuts in it, is what I'm, like.
Right.
So, and it makes it, like, almost sound like you're listening to something that's, like, skipping a lot, but it's, like, on beat. It's very interesting. Yeah, I might have to. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, that
you
sounds can listen. Really dope.
But yeah, so check out his band, Masayasu Sabaguchi Trio.
So here's a question for you, Jay. Is this music better than this anime? You think?
Dude, it's I think so.
It's like too good for the anime.
I wouldn't put it on par with the anime. I think it is better.
Right.
So speaking of music, the opening song is called Button, and it's by Penguin Research. And
what they've a cool worked name.
On. I know, right? But when you Google Penguin Research, it's hard to find them. But if you put anime, then you'll find them. But they've worked on a couple of anime, including Zoids Wild, Shadowverse, which is like a card-based game. Anime. I don't know if the card game came first or the game came first, but I know there's a card game in that anime. And then Magi Adventure of Sinbad.
Oh, pretty cool.
Now, the ending songs, I say songs because almost every episode has, well, I think every episode has.
It has a different song.
Has a different song. Only two songs repeat, and they're just the opening song. I'll just read them off real quick. I didn't write like any facts about the people, but first ending song is called EGU Rider, and that's by Tamio Okuda. The second ending is called Hot Limit by TM Revolution. Third song is called Timing by Black Biscuits. Fourth song is called Honey by L'Arc and CL. Hey, CL, wasn't that the band in Beck? Anime that,
yeah, I think so actually.
Yeah, funny. It was like, see, I was like, I think it was Ciel Bleu or something like that. Yeah. It was their school, the school band.
That's hilarious.
The fifth ending song is Kore ga Watashi no Ikrimichi by Puffy.
Oh, Puffy song is called.
No, oh no, just oh, Puffy.
Not that Puffy.
No. Imagine.
That'd be weird.
That wouldn't have aged well. The sixth ending song is called Sunny Day Sunday. Wow, what a cool name. By Sentimental Bus. That's an interesting name as well.
That's a dope, man. Sentimental Bus. Japanese names for bands are like something different.
Here's one that we know about. The seventh ending song is Sadade by Porno Graffiti.
Hey, there you go, the classics.
Yeah.
Did you know, Jay, real quick? Do you know that the Japanese band Flow?
Yeah.
They are doing an American tour this year.
No way. With who? Are they the headliner?
Yeah, they're headlining.
No way.
Yeah, they're I just seen tickets for Denver. I don't know if they're, obviously I think they're going to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. But if they're going to come to Denver, like, most likely they come to San Francisco, too.
Uh-huh.
So it'd be pretty cool to go see Flo.
You know who was here recently?
Hatsune Miku.
Well, yeah, that.
Oh.
But you know who else? Otebuke Beaver was also here.
Oh, yeah. They just passed. They're, like, ending their tour.
Right. I wasn't able to go to their Santa Cruz date because I think I had something else planned that day.
That Santa Cruz one would have been pretty cool.
Yeah. That venue in Santa Cruz, Catalyst Club, is very interesting. The stage is really high, so you could see them perform from anywhere. You don't have to, like, fight your way to the front or anything.
I think that's where Tuxedo was going to be performing when they did last time over there.
That would have been super cool to see.
No, no.
So, I digress.
Yeah, sorry.
Eighth ending song is called Yuki no Hana, and that's by Mika Nakashima. The ninth ending song is called There Will Be Love There, and that's by The Brilliant Green. That sounds familiar. Brilliant Green?
Mm-mm.
I'll have to look them up. Yeah. The tenth ending song is called Asu e no Tobira, and that's by I Wish. 11th ending song is called Pieces of a Dream by Chemistry. 12th ending song is Natsu Matsuri by Whiteberry. 14th ending song is called Hana by Orange Range.
Oh, now you're reading the OVA ones.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even realize.
I was going to say.
But those are the OVA songs. All right, well, we'll end it there.
Yeah.
I think I went on too long anyway.
But yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, but man, out of all the songs, I don't think any of them really stood out to me.
Isn't that the sad part? It was like, eh.
Yeah.
I feel
like they all kind of sounded a little generic that, like, you can't. At first, I didn't catch on right away that they were all different songs.
Right.
It took me, like, maybe, like, the fifth episode or something to, like, realize.
I'm going, this is different. Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know. Just like this anime. Sorry, it's okay. Decent.
And as for cross media, there's the manga, and then there's a live action movie, I think.
Oh, that's cool.
Or is it a show? Hold on. It's a film. So there's a movie. All right, Aaron, do you have anything general you want to talk about
before
we get into the...
Yeah. This anime wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think I remember texting Jay when we started.
Right.
I was like, this is a generic ass, like, early aughts romantic anime.
Yeah, it has, like, comedy. It has, like, the blueprint for something like that.
Right. with, like, kind of a very... a kind of interesting hook, I would say.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they really hammered it home.
Mm-hmm.
Enough to be, like, really worth it. I feel like if you took out all the parts that had to do with, like, the ReLife program, you could have filled that with, like, other things that would have been fairly interesting.
Right.
Like, I think this anime is the strongest when it's focusing on, like, the main character.
Uh-huh.
Like, the main dude.
Right.
There's, like, that 4-episode stretch where we go hang out with, like, the volleyball club and them.
Yeah, like, their little squabble with her and the other girl.
Yeah, I do think it's very funny. The redhead girl, like, stands up for her. Like, hey, you know, she comes in here and busts her ass. So, you know, stop talking shit. Like, if you're gonna talk shit, you better work as hard as she does.
Right.
And then, like, in the same episode... where she hurts herself.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, talks shit.
She does the same thing.
Like, the same shit, too.
Right.
And I think it's, like, very funny. Very, like, how bitter she was.
Right.
And
just looking for some sort of like excuse to hate her.
And yeah, in this anime, like, I talk about it a few times in other anime where we watch that has like a big cast, where I'm like, man, I wish we would have spent time with this character, right? But right. I think this anime dials it too much to that. Because then our main character just seems like a background character.
Yeah, he definitely played like a support role in this anime.
Yeah. I mean,
if we watch the OVA, like he does, it turns into, from what it seems like, it turns into, it's about him and the other girl.
Right. Which I think this is what it should have been anyway.
Right. I felt like that should have been the main story in the main anime, and the OVA should have been about the other characters.
Right.
But yeah, that's not what we got.
Yeah, and I mean, what we ended up getting is like a very generic rom-com anime.
Yeah. Just
filled with, melodrama, like the bargain basement, like melodrama. And cut out character archetypes.
Yeah, the only difference is that there's an adult in the situation kind of guiding
the situation. I don't know, and I don't know, it's like it's very okay.
Yeah.
I think this is gonna be like, we haven't had, I don't think, a red data girl in forever.
Yeah, this is definitely an anime that, like, oh yeah, we did cover that, huh?
Yeah, what is that about, Jay? And we're like, oh.
How did that end, Aaron?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll give you $10 if you tell me how it ended.
It'd be one of those weird ones where I'm like, oh yeah, it's like this isn't this. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's going to be one of those, like, we'll remember, like, one specific thing. Like, in Red Data Girl, there was, like, the ghost horse or whatever there was.
Oh, my God. The one thing I remember is the twins. The triplets.
The dead, one of them's dead, right?
Yeah, one of them's dead. Oh, and then the song by the Oranges and Lemons lady.
Oh, yeah.
Is the ending. And that's it.
That's an even more niche thing to remember.
Yeah, well, I love Oranges and Lemons. It's a good ass. Speaking of cool Japanese names for bands.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's... I don't know. How do you feel, Jay?
About the anime?
Yeah.
I felt like it was definitely all right. I didn't have a bad time with it. I was entertained, yeah, but I wasn't like thoroughly entertained.
Yeah,
I wasn't
enthralled. It was like, oh, this is cool. This is something we're watching.
Yeah, like, I'm happy for the characters. Like, I'm glad. Like, oh, yeah, it's cute. The characters got together at the end. The side characters got together at the end.
No.
But yeah, it was definitely cute.
Right. That, man, so the main heroine girl, the main heroine, she's very, like, cookie cutter, but, man, she's very cute. I really like...
Oh, yeah.
I really like, you know...
Her smile.
Oh, yeah. It's adorable. She's... Her characterization is pretty funny. I really like the ditzy girl who's, like, just no social awareness whatsoever.
Yeah. You know what's funny is, I don't know if you got this, but I felt like... Like, almost, like, right away, I knew that somebody else in the class... Besides, like, the one guy that was obviously another adult, there was somebody else in the class that was an adult.
You know, I thought it was going to be more crazy than that, Jay. I thought it was going to be, like, everybody. I thought, like, the teacher.
That would be nuts.
I thought, like, the teacher was, like, either younger or older.
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe she was younger and they aged her up versus, like, age older and aging down.
Oh yeah, you know, if they have technology to make you younger,
yeah, to make you older.
They gotta have stuff that has it makes you older.
Yeah, so like I thought it was like stuff like that. It would have been
but
very...
they did because they did like a there's like a reverse pill that he took a couple times.
Become a real adult. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I don't know. I thought it was going to be, like, even crazier than just, like, an extra pair. And, oh, that's what we got. It's, like, an extra pair.
That kind of, like, makes more sense with, like, some sort of program like this.
Right. There's
where it should be everybody.
Yeah.
And none of them are aware of it. I think that's the better, like, situation.
Yeah, and what's interesting is, like, again, they kind of point out that, like, these two test subjects, like, fell in love.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cool idea. Man, you know, again, Jay, it's my favorite trope. A character who's in love doesn't know that they're in love. Because she's like, oh man, why do I feel so jealous of him talking to the red hair girl?
Yeah, and the guy does the same thing. Like, oh, like, no, I don't care about her. She can hold on to the guy's arm.
No. Or he's like, oh, why am I thinking of her at this time? So, no. It's cute. I really love that. I'm a sucker for that, Jay.
It's pretty good.
Anything else, Jay?
You know what's something that I get, this is going into a little bit of the OVAs, because I did watch the first episode of the OVAs.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was, like, a flashback of, like, the trainer guy, or the guy that's, like, watching them, mm-hmm. Talking with Subject 001 before we knew who it was.
Right.
And they made it a point to, like, show the cups that they were drinking out of. It was, like, these blue cups with the white polka dots.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was going to be, like, the reveal. Like, yeah, like a clue. But it was never brought up in the anime. And in the first episode of the OVA, we find out right away that the Subject 001 was the girl.
Right.
What's her name? The antisocial girl. Chizuru. Or Hishiro. Whatever you want to call her.
Chizuru, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I guess that was a waste. They just flat out tell you.
Yeah, in the OVA. There you go. Yeah, it's kind of whack.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I didn't really, that was like my least favorite episode, was the backstory of the two trainers.
I feel like, again, they wanted like the real life stuff to be like a mystery.
Right.
Like that's like part of it. This anime has to do like too much, I think.
Yeah.
And that's like my really big problem with it. I wish there was like no real life program. I wish it was just like a, if it's like a high school rom-com, you still would get the same effect.
Right.
It like doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I guess so, huh? If it was just like the same situation with no real life, like they're not adults, right?
Yeah.
Is what you're talking about? Yeah, I think it would still be the same.
It'd still literally just be the same thing. I mean, you miss out on like, you know, his whole, you know, senpai.
Right.
Subplot.
Oh, but, yeah. And which was like crazy dark.
Yeah, which is a good subplot.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, but like, you could take it out and I don't think you'd lose too much. I mean, you lose like a good part of the anime. Like a good, like quality part, but.
You lose his reason for his anxiety that he has.
Right. Why he hugged Chizuru because she reminded him of her,
right?
And all this stuff. It's why he was a neat. He didn't want to mess with people anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff. And I was like, okay, like I get it, but at the same time, I don't know. I don't think he really needed it,
right?
It could have easily have just been like he was like a social outcast. And they, like, moved them schools and were like, hey, if you don't shape up, you're going to military school. So, shape up.
Yeah. It could have easily been that.
So, yeah. I mean, there's other ways around it. And yeah. I don't know. I just think the mystery aspect of it, especially if they're not letting you try to figure it out on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And which sucks is, like, you know, the episode where we get the reveal that the glasses girl is in on it.
Mm-hmm.
We get that background episode.
Right.
Like we just get everything said. We also get like his handler being like, oh, well, half of that was true and all this stuff. And I was like, oh my God, just who cares? Like, shut up. I don't know. That whole part, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I get why it's there, because it's, you know, it's wish fulfillment for millennials.
Yeah.
Especially like Japanese millennials who like felt like their high school days were like wasted.
Right.
And so like, oh, there's like that whole thing of like, oh, everyone would want a second chance at high school, which I'm like, no, I'm fine.
And no, especially that year where there's like so much testing
going on. Yeah. I was like, no, I would. Like, Jay, if you were offered a chance, would you go back to senior year?
I don't think so.
Me neither. I'm perfectly content. even if my life was, like, in the gutter, down in the dumps, I'm like, no, I don't want to go back to high school. That's not going to do nothing for me.
I'll enjoy a summer vacation. Give me that.
Right.
That's about it.
All right, Jay, anything else?
I don't know. I mean, this is pretty fine anime. It's pretty okay.
So, art cinematography.
As okay as an okay anime can be.
Yeah, it's an anime. It certainly is an anime of all time, Jay.
Now I'm curious what the article I read was about.
That do you not? You just wrote down a bunch of stuff on it?
Yeah.
What if it was like isekai?
No, I don't isekai? Think. I don't think. I'm going to pick another anime from that list.
Let's see if we can try maybe to piece it together.
Piece together what that article was about.
What was the other anime? Do you have any other anime do you have on that list?
I have the sticky note right here.
Let's see if we can try to figure it out.
It's not isekai because there's only one other isekai on here.
Okay.
One of them's an adaptation of a game. Huh. Okay, I'll just pick another one. I think it's just like underrated anime or something like that.
We'll figure it out here at the end.
Yeah. I'll tell you. I don't want to spoil all the anime, but
We could just Google like real life.
I could just Google lists, like all the anime
that feature real life or whatever.
Yeah.
But we'll get there when we get there. Art and cinematography, Jay. Arts, whatever.
Okay, yeah,
nothing like, too crazy.
Yeah, it seems pretty norm.
I really like Anne's design. I think she's really cute.
Yeah, this should be like her high school is like a little like messy.
That's what I like about her.
Yeah,
she's just like a messy character. I really like those kind of characters.
I really liked her and Arata's interaction together, because they definitely together they seem like adults just gossiping.
Yeah,
it's really fun to like watch those two characters together specifically.
Oh, and then any cinematographer, Jay?
Man, I don't recall any.
Not really. Yeah, it's whatever.
Maybe the fireworks were cool.
It's real life.
When Arata was looking at Chizuru.
Do you wanna talk about characters, Jay?
We can talk about a couple of them.
Okay.
So Arata is all right. Yeah. All right, main character.
He's
quote unquote main character.
Yeah, exactly. He has a tragic backstory.
Yeah, like, pretty messed up backstory.
Yeah, and
guard him for a while.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, I don't blame him either. It's a horrible thing to see.
Right. And, yeah, overall, he's just, like, a decent human.
Yeah, he just wants to help out people.
It doesn't even seem like, in both cases, between him and, the antisocial girl, like, he would need real life.
Yeah, I feel like she definitely did.
She definitely did. Maybe because they needed to get more reacclimated to people. Was that the excuse they gave him?
Yeah, I feel like him just not being able to get a job after I don't know how long he's been out of work.
Right. Well, he was working at the Convenience store.
Yeah. So he did have a job.
I don't know. Yeah, he seemed like he'd be like a more of an outgoing person than.
Right. Yeah, he does like smoke and drink.
There you go. So just like all popular people do.
All cool people do.
Yeah, exactly.
Smoking is definitely not cool though.
Nope.
I guess no drinking either.
Who's
we're straight edge over here.
Yo, for real. Only root beer. That's the only beer we drink in Jay.
Who's all right, next? Any other characters? Oh, I guess Chizuru would be the next
Chizuru,
one.
Chizuru, she's really cute.
I like her.
She's really adorable, right?
Yeah, quirky personality.
Yeah, very, very upfront. Very.
You have an ugly face.
I really like her. I get her abrupt humor. It's really funny. She's like, low score.
Hey, smoking.
It's smoking funny.
Kid.
Yeah, she's hilarious. Yeah. Anybody else, Jay? You want to talk about that redhead girl? What was her name? Do you remember her name?
Karyu.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. She's neat.
Yeah. Yeah, I like her too.
Let me sporty tomboys.
Yep.
Oh, you're talking about the teacher. She was cool.
Teacher was dope.
Her and her.
I like her a lot.
Her beef with the other teacher.
I really liked when Arata was praising her for like her being so young and being a teacher already.
No.
And she was all embarrassed. No. She was like, wow. Thank you, but you shouldn't smoke.
She's so cute. All right, Jay.
All right.
Anything else you want to bring up here?
I think so.
All right.
Accessibility.
Anybody can watch this. It's nothing. No fan service. Yeah. No.
They're smoking and drinking, but they're
drinking. Yeah.
That's about it. It's not like they're partying or anything.
And you can watch this on Crunchyroll, dub and subbed. Dub was pretty good.
Yeah. Rewatchability?
I'm fine. It's good.
Yeah, I'm good. Maybe I'll finish the OVAs, but that's about it.
Yeah, what do you want in the OVAs, Jay?
Closure with the main two people.
Yeah, and it seems like there is. From what I read.
From what I've read. I've read as well, after you told me you read.
Read. All right, Jay. Moment of truth. What do you give it?
Man. I think it's a light pass.
Yeah, it's a light pass. Yeah, light pass. It's whatever. It's not too offensive, I don't think.
You know what's funny, Aaron? I think we talked a lot more than I thought we were about this anime.
Really?
We did a good job.
That's funny. Yeah. What was the anime we did this year? We just did it this year, too. We were like, yep. It was definitely an anime.
It's an anime.
I don't know. I don't know if this is that, like, bland.
No, I think this one's better than that one.
What anime was that?
I don't remember what anime it was, though.
We just did it, too. Was it... it wasn't the Toriyama one, right?
Oh, it might have been.
Also, where can I think of the name of that
one? Adelaide?
Yeah, Adelaide. Yeah. Oh, no, Dr. Slump?
Yeah, Dr. Slump.
It must have been Dr. Slump. Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might have either been Dr. Slump or Kakaguri Twins.
Those are
the two anime we watched that were like, oh, that's kind of whatever.
Well, I feel like for Kakaguri Twins,
that got way more like this sucks.
Right.
Because the other two seasons
but
are like...
I think that we had more talk... Yeah, we had more to talk about for that one.
Yeah.
Even though it was so short. Eh, whatever.
Whatever, Jay.
It's not important.
Not important. Anyway, now that we've... now that we've taken our grown-up pills, Jay... What, except for what I have for us next week.
Yes, I'm excited. I had a week off, so...
So
recharged and ready to watch some anime.
So, I was gonna throw a curveball here. Or I
Oh.
was gonna actually throw like a straight ball and be like, oh, we should watch this anime. But I changed my mind, Jay.
Oh, man.
Because of this podcast. You made me change my mind.
Did I say
Something.
something that you wanted to watch?
Yes. And you reminded me. We
Which one
are
is it?
going back, Jay. We're
Huh?
going back and watching the Rev. No, it's not Reverie. The Zo arc of One Piece, Jay.
Oh, how did I remind you of that?
Because we were talking about. Because we
Oh.
talked about One Piece.
For like 2 seconds, we
Yeah.
talked about that. I
I
was
was
like,
like.
what are we gonna watch? I'm looking at what I wrote in my notes. I was like, are we watching Lupin the Third
Lupin
or
the Third?
Case
No.
Closed? Which one?
We talking about our boy Yo-Yo-Yoi.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're gonna watch Zo. Zo is like 30 episodes.
Okay, that's not
So
bad.
we can get through it, and then we start Whole Cake Jam. So we're right there, Jay.
Yeah, or so close.
We're
Whole
right
Cake was
there.
where the anime was when we started watching One Piece, right?
Yes. When
Yeah,
we
that's crazy.
started. You know what's so nuts to me, Jay?
What's that?
So I was doing something and I was like, "Oh, we're in like 2015 One Piece though."
Right.
That's so crazy. Oh, it was what you call it? The start of the arc we just finished, Dressrosa,
Right.
is like 2015, and I was like, oh my God, because we're coming up on 2017, I think, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, because
Like end of 2016, start of 2017,
2017
something like
is
that.
because they were like an 850 or something like that. They were like, excuse me, almost up with the whole cake when we started.
Yeah. Right.
So I am so excited, Jay. Man, I'll tell you
No,
something,
there's
Jay.
definitely some cool people.
I read like the first, I don't know, 9 chapters of Zo. Man, Jay, you're not ready. I am
Well,
super.
don't spoil it then.
I'm not gonna say what happens, Jay. But literally right where we pick off, like right where we pick up, something crazy happens. And I'm like, wow, they couldn't have put this in like in the episode. It's so cool. I love One Piece, Jay.
Don Quixote escapes.
No!
Another Luffy fight.
He just leaves. He just walks out. Ace is alive. What? Yeah, there he is.
What the hell?
Zombie
He's the
Ace.
one that revived. Yes, he's the one that set Don Quixote free.
Yeah, he's making his own crew. He has him and Crocodile and Mr. Two. No, one?
Wax fruit guy.
No, is it one? Which is the metal guy? The sword dude?
I think he's two.
Because his,
Isn't he two?
is what you call it? Three or one? Bonclay? I think Bonclay is one.
Think Bonkai, I think, yeah, I think you're right.
I
Bonkai
think
is one.
Bonclay is either one or two. I think
Metal sword guy.
is
Metal sword guy
two.
is two.
Yeah, there he
Three is
goes.
wax guy.
And he's gonna be teaming up with Chest Man. Yo,
That's like, no.
speaking of Chest Man, Jay, you know what's interesting?
What's that?
Chest Man has a girlfriend? Pretty cute. He found
No
a
way. On
chest
the
girl.
island?
Yeah. He found a
What the
chest. He found a
heck?
chest girl.
How?
Yeah, I don't know, but she's in there. Man's got game.
Know what I found out randomly today when I was doing my notes? I don't know where. Oh, I think it was in when I was looking up anime that TMS Entertainment did. But there is a sequel to Devilman called Devil Lady.
Oh yeah. I wonder if it's about the
super cool
the chick who gets turned on that pike. Spoiler alerts.
I read a little bit about it, and I think it's just a completely different person, but it takes place after the events of Devilman.
Of Devilman, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're interested in Devil Lady. If you're interested in Devil Lady, or you're interested in our
review. I'm going to put Devil Lady on the list.
There you go. If you're interested in, Devil Lady in the future, and in our near future, Zoe, or you enjoyed a review on, I guess we can call it a review on Real Life. I was like, I forget what it's called. Real Life. Go ahead. Give us a comment. Give us a review. Like and subscribe. All your major podcasting platforms. Follow us on Instagram. You can reach out there or email at animatedtrailerbomb@yahoo.com. And that's it, everybody.
Yeah. Everybody stay in school.